Blackstone Audio presents Waiting Up by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Waiting Up. After 9:30, when the last child, Judith, had been tucked into bed with a kiss that, now that she was 12 and as broad-faced as an adult, was frightening in the dark, the baby she had once been suspended at an immense height above the warm-mouthed woman she was becoming, Richard went downstairs and began to wait up for his wife. His mother had always waited up for him and for his father, keeping the house lit against their return from the basketball game, the swimming meet, the midnight adventure with the broken-down car. Entering the house on those nights, in from the cold, the boy had felt his mother as the dazzling center of a stationary, preferable world, and been jealous of her evening alone, in the warmth, with the radio. Now taking up her old role, he made toast for himself and drank a glass of milk and flicked on television and flicked it off and poured some bourbon and found his eyes unable to hold steady upon even a newspaper. He walked to the window and stared out at the street where an elm, not yet dead, broke into nervous lace the light of the street lamp. Then he went into the kitchen and stared at the darkness of the backyard where, after a splash of headlights and the sob of a motor being cut, Joan would appear. When the invitation came, they had agreed she might be out till 11, but by 10:30 his heart was jarring, the bourbon began to go down as easily as water, and he discovered himself standing in a room with no memory of walking through the doorway. That Picasso plate chosen together in Valerice, those college anthologies mingled on the shelves, the battlefield litter of children's schoolbooks and playthings abandoned in the after-supper rout. At 11:05, he strode to the phone and put his hand on the